The new revolution in radio.
All right, welcome to the 3% Patriot Podcast. I'm your host, Roger Taylor. We've got some exciting news. If you haven't been following our Facebook page or any of that, we are moving to blogtalkradio.com for a month to give their system a try, which has phone numbers where people can call into the show and everything. Our actual show phone number will be area code 646-716-7074, and you can direct message us on Patriot Podcast on Skype, and there also will be a chat board so you can chat, do a live chat with us as the show is taping. Or not taping, but as the show's live. So we're really looking forward to this. This has a lot more features. It costs us a little bit more a month, but with the ad revenue that we're starting to generate from my Fiverr gig, it actually may pay for itself. we're going to start out tomorrow with just a one-hour show, and I want as many people as we can get to either be online listening and letting me know how it sounds, because I can't hear it. And I'm pretty sure the levels will be off for the first show to trying to get everything to sound good. I've got a few more mics on the way. Vernon, my show, is actually going to be live too. I think that would just make it more funny. So definitely be paying attention to that, because we're really looking forward to doing a live show. It's kind of nerve-wracking, but I think we'll pull it off. I think it'll turn out to be a really good show. And so definitely check us out on blogtalkradio.com and just do a search for Patriot Podcast. We won't show up right now because we don't have any podcasts published. I might actually publish this one over there, so we do. Or just go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Podcast, and I'll put you right at our page. So hopefully that goes really well, and I'm really looking forward to giving it a shot. Well, there's quite a bit of stuff coming up in my area event-wise. This Friday and Saturday, there's the Rise Up America Overpass event down on 5th and Sherman. Friday and Saturday, they start at 11 in the morning. They'll go till people are done. I mean, I'm not putting an end time on it, because I know people have different schedules and everything, so we've got that going on. Anthony Bosworth's court date is April 21st. So, again, we're putting out the rally cry to have people come and attend for that. I believe it's at 1 p.m. It's at 2 p.m. Everybody that was at the last few rallies, I hope to see again there. And if you weren't at the last two rallies, but you've been following it, you should probably come down as well. It'll be at the Thomas Foley Courthouse in downtown Spokane, where the rallies were, basically. So if you need help, just message me at patriotpodcastiii@gmail.com, and I can give you more information on it. In a break from our usual way of doing things, we're going to do our This on This Day in History, but this was actually for March 23rd, since I didn't do a podcast yesterday. This is sponsored by Busy Veteran Center. And so here we go. On this day in history, 1775, which would have been March 23rd, Patrick Henry gives a stirring speech at St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia. You've almost certainly heard of this one. Henry closed the speech with the unforgettable words, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." At the time, Henry was a delegate to the Second Virginia Convention. The convention had been assembled in Richmond, away from the capital, where it was thought the British would be less likely to undermine the proceedings. The convention was trying to decide what to do about the increasingly tense situation between Britain and the American colonies. Some still wanted to find a way to reconcile with Britain, others were ready to go to arms. Henry fell in the latter camp. On March 23rd, he presented his proposal to raise volunteer militias throughout Virginia. He did so in a fiery speech that was unforgettable. There is no official transcript of the speech. Remember, the audience wouldn't have had iPhones or other smart devices to help them record or document the speech. Instead, the transcript that we have here comes from the work of William Wirt, Henry's first biographer. Wirt worked hard to obtain contemporary accounts and wrote that he took the speech almost entirely verbatim from a report by Judge St. George Tucker. Henry's speech stunned and emboldened his audience. One person later wrote, "Imagine you heard a voice as from heaven uttering the words, 'We must fight,' as the doom of fate." Another noted Henry's appearance. The tendons of his neck stood out white and rigid like whip cords. His voice rose louder and louder until the walls of the building and all within them seemed to take shock, shake, and rock in its tremendous vibrations. John Marshall, a future Chief Justice of the United States, remembered his father describing this speech as one of the most bold, vehement, and animated pieces of eloquence that had ever been delivered. Ironically, on the other side of the ocean, one parliamentary member was urging the British government to concede and seek peace. Only a day earlier, Edmund Burke had warned the House of Commons that things were hastening towards an incurable alienation of our colonies. Burke's plea was falling on deaf ears. Presumably, Burke would not have been too surprised to hear the tough nature of Henry's speech, nor to hear of its effect on Henry's audience. And how could Henry's audience not be emboldened, listening to his strong words? Henry's proposals were approved. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Richard Henry Lee, and others were appointed to plan a defense for Virginia. The Battle of Lexington and Concord occurred less than a month later. The war was on. Now, this was written by Tara Ross. If you don't know who she is, you should look her up on Facebook. She posts a new story every day of what happened on this day in history. And I couldn't do this part of the show without her. According to the Veterans Administration, 22 soldiers commit suicide daily. Do you appreciate U.S. veterans? Busy Neighbor Inc., like the VA, recognizes suicide as a crisis too many of our wounded warriors face and want to decrease the number of veterans taking their life and, in some cases, taking the lives of their loved ones. Veterans are depressed, stressed, and the VA is overwhelmed. Busy Neighbor Inc. wants to open a Veterans Recreation Center, a place other than home, work, or under a bridge. The goal is to open a 4,600-square-foot facility in Stone Mountain, Georgia, which will have a food pantry, clothing pantry, an exercise room, a computer lab, a reading lab, a day room with televisions and pool tables, and a host of services to help with filing claims, finding employment, or just a place to relax and have a cup of coffee. There are centers for our elderly, recreation centers for families, but there isn't a place for our inactive military or displaced veterans. Will you help Busy Neighbor Inc. rescue one veteran today? Your donation will provide a possible solution other than death and give them a place to call their own. Give to help veterans live. Now, if you're familiar with GoFundMe, you can find them at Busy Veteran Center. It's BusiVeteranCenter, all one word, Busy Veteran Center. I will also post the link on the 3% Patriot Podcast Facebook page and on our Podbean page. Definitely check them out. So if you call yourself a 3%er, what are you doing to move us forward? What are you doing to advance our cause? These are just questions that I've been having lately as I read through Facebook and I see all these people that they use the 3% in whenever they're writing something, or they're using the Molin Lob or any of that. But I don't ever see these people actually doing anything. They're not at the rallies. They're not doing anything. I mean, even writing letters to to politicians or getting involved in any aspect of it. I mean, we can all just sit here and do our Facebook patriotism, but I don't believe deep down that Facebook patriotism really reaches people. I think it actually sometimes, I've lost a lot of friends, but I'm not willing to bend on it. But I, getting out there and being in public view, holding your flag or your firearm, I mean, everybody has their own way of doing things. When we were at this, we did a little rally on last Saturday where we were carrying flags. There was a Mullen Law flag. There was an American flag with the 3%er logo on it. I had a join or die, the old cut-up snake flag. There was an appeal to heaven flag. I don't know if many people know what that is, but when George Washington commissioned the first few ships, he had an appeal to heaven flag with a pine tree on it, and because he felt that we needed heaven's help to win. And there was also the Don't Tread on Me flag, but we waved these flags for a couple hours up on an overpass, and the response we received was just overwhelming. People actually came up and asked us what we were doing, and then I said, well, we're up here showing people, I got to remember the exact words I used, we're up here standing up for liberty, the liberty that our forefathers and our founders fought for, and the same liberty that we're losing collectively. And it actually reached a few people, and we actually had a former Marine stop by to just ask us what we were doing. And I said, we're reminding what I just said. And he actually thanked us and shook our hands and told us to carry on. And we had sheriffs that would light up, and, you know, with that blaring horn they have to get people to move out of the way. We had truckers just constantly blowing their horns at us. And it was great. I was there with a bunch of my Oath Keeper chapter and my Order of Liberty 3% chapter. And I feel that we really reached people. And a news crew actually came, and they couldn't get a reporter in there in time. But they said that they would check back on Friday and Saturday when we're out there and to do a news story on what exactly we're doing. Now, from what I understand, this is a nationwide event this next weekend. It's supposed to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I believe Monday. And if you're not in our area and you can't make the 5th and Sherman in event area in Spokane, throw your own. Just get a bunch of friends together with some flags, and you will be reaching people. I was a little skeptical of doing the whole thing, but after we sat out there and we did it and we took a lot of pictures, I'm looking forward to doing it all the time. I mean, we're going to be out there doing it this weekend again, but I'm planning on having my Order of Liberty chapter do it once a month. And even if it's just me and another friend out there, we're still going to do it. So again, what are you doing to further our movement? How are you going out and proclaiming liberty? Getting people to realize how much we're losing. And just for future reference, I know Ted Cruz, he threw his hat into the presidential ring yesterday, but you got to remember, he was one of them that voted yes to extend the Patriot Act. Now, I am against the Patriot Act in all ways, shapes, and forms. I think that is the biggest crock of baloney that there is. Safety is an illusion, people. That's all it is. And passing these bills that hurt actual Americans more than it seems anybody was just ridiculous from the get-go. I've never followed with the Patriot Act. I think it's ridiculous. It's the stupidest piece of legislation that I personally think has screwed us over the most. So, that was, I guess, before Obamacare, because that's really screwing people over too. I mean, there's just probably a plethora of them that I'm not running with a script, so I'm just going and going. Anyway, but just remember that Ted Cruz was one of many that voted to extend the Patriot Act, if not add language to it that probably made it worse. But anyway, so just going out and waving flags, throwing pro-gun rallies, talking with people, doing anything. I mean, I guess if you can reach people on Facebook, that's do it. But most of us are preaching to the choir when it comes to Facebook. But it's going to take far more than Facebook or Twitter or any other social media to start moving us forward. It means we got to go out there as much as possible to get people to realize what they stand to lose. And we stand to lose our liberty. We stand to lose our freedom. And I know it can be scary going to rallies because sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. But I would be lying if I didn't say I wasn't a little nervous from time to time when we get out, when we go out and do stuff with some of the other 3% groups out here. But it has to be done. And if you want me to talk about your group here, your 3% group, your Oath Keeper group, any kind of group that's trying to move us forward collectively, email me at patriotpodcastiii@gmail.com, and I have no problem, free of charge, even on the new show with the phone line. I'll let you call in, and you can tell us about your group and what you're doing, because people hearing that there's other groups in other states doing this stuff might really light a fire under some people's asses, if you know what I mean. So, like I said, I gave the phone number for the call-in show for tomorrow. Well, that'll be the permanent number for it. Call in anytime.
Roger here with the 2A Militia and the 3% Patriot Podcast. Have you ever looked for the best price on something you wanted to buy? It can take ages to get the best price, right? Now we can make that easy for you with MyShoppingSaver.org. That's MyShoppingSaver.org. We are starting to promote a price comparison portal that helps we, the people, get the best available price on the internet in under 20 seconds on anything you want to buy. Save both time and money, find all the daily deals throughout your region using the Shopping Sherlock app. Shopping Sherlock is supported worldwide in over 21 countries. Great discounts on hotels and flights around the world using Shopping Sherlock's travel comparison tool. That's myshoppingsaver.org, and once again, myshoppingsaver.org.
So after the last podcast where I talked about the OPSEC stuff, the red phone, the Wicker and all that, how many of you actually went ahead and looked at it? I would be curious to know if people are actually taking the advice I'm trying to give. I mean, ultimately, you come up with your own outcome, your own decision, but I just try to pass along information. That's why I don't listen to actual talk shows, because I feel like I'm trying to be told what to vote for, who to vote for, and I don't support any Democrat or Republican. I think they're all, best way to put it is two cheeks on the same ass. Both parties are beyond corrupt, so, and it sucks when it gets down to voting and then you're just voting for the lesser of two evils, and I've always hated that about politics. So, and because of the way things are, the common man can never run. That's why I keep telling people politics should be run like jury duty. I mean, that would really, every now and then I get a friend who's, oh, I got jury duty again, and wouldn't that be weird if, oh man, I got politician duty, damn. But I just think it would be better if there was just some other system to where the common person, the middle class American, even the poor American, could get into office. And people keep saying, well, you know, if we'll vote them out, that's not going to change anything, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to get someone that's just going to do the same stuff. And so voting to change our country probably is never going to work. I don't like being negative about things, but I just don't see that voting is going to fix anything. I honestly believe somewhere deep down that the only way to fix this country is for the Americans to rise up and forcefully remove them from power and start from the ground up. I don't know if people agree with me on that, but that's just how I see it. Voting doesn't really have a whole lot of bearing. I mean, we can trace problems back from president to president for generations, and I don't see us ever recovering at this point. Everybody's up in arms. I mean, I mentioned a little bit about Ted Cruz earlier, but everybody's up in arms because his might have been born in Canada, or he was born in Canada. Where was Obama born? At what point does it matter now? It just blows me away. But I just don't think voting is going to fix anything. Maybe on a city level, maybe on a state level, but on big politics level nationally, voting isn't going to change anything. I mean, we've got dead people voting. I mean, I just hope that when I die, I don't vote Democrat. That's all I have to say about that. Okay, so back on to the OPSEC thing. So how many are using what? Who's using what? How many are using the red phone or the Wicker or the Tor or any of those? I would just like to know. And if you have some advice, please, I'll let you come on the call-in show and you can discuss it with us, because I think OPSEC is a huge thing right now, especially with all of our different groups. And some of us are communicating amongst many groups. So I think everybody should be safe about it and using some of these to have secure conversations or secure messaging would be a great idea. So, like I said, email me at patriotpodcastiii@gmail.com or call the show tomorrow at noon and let me know what you're using, what you can recommend people to use, and let's start helping people so we don't put ourselves at risk inadvertently. Or others, for that matter. I think it's paramount that we start being a little bit more smart about what we're posting, what we're messaging, what we're talking about on the phone, because I don't want to be tracked inadvertently with someone, you know. If someone gets their phone confiscated and I might be in their phone, it's not being paranoid, it's just trying to be careful. I have a family. Many of my friends have families. Most of my friends have families, you know, kids, wife, it's husband. And I would hate to anybody be, I would hate if I put anybody at risk because I was being sloppy. And that's really what it comes down to, is just we got to stop being sloppy. We got to start being real professional, especially when we're out at rallies, not provoking people that we might be able to sway to our side. And it's a hard thing to do in this day and age, but we need to start bolstering our numbers and getting people to get involved and not putting them at risk once they are involved.
Go get your TacticCord at TacticCord.com, TacticCord, TacticCord.com. Mission ready, combat tested, military approved. TacticCord, retail and wholesale paracord, survival bracelets, handcrafted leather firearm holsters, and more. Vet owned and operated since 2011. All product components and all finished products are made in the USA and assembled by employees at TacticCord.com. TacticCord.com. Mission ready, combat tested, military approved. Free shipping on all orders, great for gifts. Survival bracelets are great for carrying emergency rope for survival situations. Again, that website, TacticCord.com. TacticCord.com, TacticCord.com, mission ready, combat tested, Military approved. Go get yours now.
I think we're going to go ahead and close this show out. I try to keep them around 30 minutes. Don't forget tomorrow, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Podcast. I plan on starting the show at noon. You can call in at area code 646-716-7074. The first episode might have some level problems, but we'll get it all worked out real quick. Like I close out every show, no infringement, no compromise.
The new revolution in radio.